Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody who came in tonight, everybody that's on the way. This is Care Church Incorporated. This is Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And we are blessed tonight to have a friend of mine, a wonderful man of God, hallelujah, giving his study on tonight, none other than Evangelist Will Davis. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to turn it into his hands, and we will be blessed with a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and gather in your name. We thank you, Lord, for being here in our midst. For you said in your word that when two or more are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. You are in the middle on tonight. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase. We rebuke any spirit of the enemy right now that was trying to come against the word of God that is going to be delivered on tonight. We rebuke it, we bind it, we cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind any spirit right now that's trying to keep somebody from getting the kids that listen to this message. We bind this spirit in advance that is trying to keep them from getting on the phone lines and on the radio lines to hear this message, Lord. And we thank you right now because we know that it is done. And we're going to praise you, we're going to magnify you, and Lord, we're going
Hallelujah.
Worship your name because you are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name
in
we
Jesus
pray.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And without further ado, praise God, we are going to turn it over into Evangelist Will Davis. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight, man of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, beloved Pastor Prevost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God glory and praise because he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's done all things well. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And we give him praise. We magnify him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't come proclaiming to be anything but somebody who's trying to point everybody to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Our Heavenly Father, glory to God, whom even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave the glory and the praise to. He's the greatest of all, our Creator God. Hallelujah. We bless the Holy Spirit this evening. Glory to God. And we're delighted and we're honored to be here representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the Dove of Love on our blog as well. Glory to God. We're here at Care Ministries this September 19th, 2018, this day, this blessed evening. Hallelujah. And we want to continue our discussion about love. The most exquisite, wonderful living force on the planet and in the universe. Love. Hallelujah. We began to understand, even from our previous teachings, that God is love. And he loves every one of us. Glory to God. We begin to understand, hallelujah, that the word of God from Genesis to Revelation is a love letter written unto man. Glory to God. And I've heard individuals say all kind of things, you know, all this stuff written in the Bible, blah, blah, blah. All of these things are true. All of these things actually happen. This is not a book of fiction. This is a book of reality. I don't care what you have heard. I don't care what you feel. God said it. And God cannot lie. He is holy. Hallelujah. And we give him grace and we give him glory and praise for that. You know, we talked about those that know God hears our voice. in the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, the word of God says that he that knoweth God heareth us, but he that knoweth not God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Before you turn this dial or click this program off, think about that. When somebody begins to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ or God, our Heavenly Father, does that annoy you? Do you realize what kind of spirit you're in? You know, we're going to address everyone this evening. Why? Because God loves everyone. God died, his son, Jesus, died on a cross for every one of us. He loved us to death. Hallelujah. And his truth is still marching on. So many have dropped off to the left and to the right. But his truth is still marching on. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. His truth is marching on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This race is not given people to the strong or to the swift, not to the, but unto those that endure unto the end. Stay with God. And if you're not with God, pray about getting with God. Ask the Lord to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. He said, if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that heart is the place of your highest affections. In other words, you have God in his proper place now in your life. That he raised Jesus from the dead. Don't you know he will also raise you from the dead? Don't you let the devil tell you there's no heaven and there's no hell. You're deceived if you believe that. Let's address the kings of the earth, the emperors, the presidents of nations, the president of the United States, the counselors, the senators, the sheiks, the rich, powerful men that's under them. Let's address everybody. Those with the creature comforts, in need of nothing, have all the money you could ever think about having. Are you fulfilled? Are you complete? Do you have joy? Or are you happy until the next tragic situation comes along? You know, there's a movie out. It's called The Walking Dead, where these zombies come up and they're acting out. You know, we don't want to get so graphic, but we're trying to make a point here. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, you don't have a spiritual life that comes from God. You might have another kind of spirit, but that spirit is from below and beneath, full of carnal knowledge. But the heavenly King, his spirit is from above. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And his words are like gold. King Solomon said his words are like gold. And his, and a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. Beautiful and excellent. Suppose we have this status in life, like I mentioned. The kings, the queens, the debutantes, the... There's nothing wrong with that. But it makes you, it makes it very difficult for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven if that's what you're depending on and if that's all your eyes are on. It's harder for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven as it is a camel to squeeze through the eye of a needle. But with God, all things are possible. You can keep your money. God don't mind you having money or being rich. King Solomon was the richest king that ever was and that ever will be. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just rich, he was wealthy. What a wise man. As a matter of fact, he drives home a point that I'm making right now. He said, a live dog is better than a dead lion. Now, if you have all of this clout and these riches and these positions in life, and you don't have a spiritual life, you're not alive. You're dead. You're just walking around dead. Now, we're not trying to insult anybody. I just said to you that God died for you. He loves you. He sent his son to die for all of us. He loves us. But until I can get some of y'all saved, you'll never think you have a need to be. Until I can get some of y'all lost, you'll never think that you have a need to be saved. You have to understand that you're lost. You have money. You have clout. You have all of this. Do you have the love of God in your heart? In the book of Galatians, in the Holy Bible, chapter 5, verse 23, it says that there is no law written against love. Did you know that? There's never been a law that's written against love. Now, man have conjured up and sought to bind all kind of poor people so that they can keep the advantage and sought to write this against the word of God or what God stands for. Yeah, you know, we have the gay, lesbian, this and that and the other, and I'm not bashing anybody. But these laws are not necessarily God's laws. Mm-hmm. They are laws that man has made. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
I mean, I'm for everybody having justice and everybody being treated right. But when it comes to you making it legal for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman, I have a problem with that. And I believe God has a problem with it as well. God loves those people, but he hates the sin. He hates it. The word of God says God is angry with the wicked every day. The word of God says that. You say, well, I got a problem with you, Brother Willie. You don't really have a problem with Brother Willie. You have a problem with God. Because I'm only saying what thus saith the Lord. Okay?
Amen.
Only saying what thus saith the Lord. We need a relationship with the Lord. People, we need a relationship with the Lord. And God cannot establish a loving relationship with you unless you do your part. You say, well, what's my part, Brother Willie? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Your part is to pray It's just talking to God. You know, like we're talking right now. Just talk to him. Tell him what's on your mind, what's in your heart, what your concerns are, what your fears are. He's listening. He made the ears. And he made the eyes. He can see you too. You know, in the book of Acts where it says Stephen was being stoned, it says God stood up from his throne. He was watching that. He was watching, it probably was Apostle Paul, killing Stephen or his gang. Because, you know, he went around persecuting the Christians until God met him on Damascus Road. You know, the road to Damascus. But his perspective changed afterwards. After he had an encounter with God. So the laws that he thought he was upholding, he began to realize he was actually breaking. According to the law, he said he was blameless. But he didn't have the law of the Spirit in his heart. You know, we may have the law of the letter or the letter of the law on our heart. And by the way, it was written in stone. And if you still have a stony heart instead of a heart of flesh, you need to get with the Spirit of the Holy, Most Holy God, Most High God, the Holy Spirit. Let me say that right. We need to get with him. So how can we do our part to establish a loving relationship with God? We need to talk to him, pray to him. We need to fast sometimes. Give our organs a rest. Give them a Sabbath. Some of us need a few Sabbaths. Bless God. I know I do. We need to be still. And listen to God's voice. And then we need to pray for discernment to make sure that's God talking to us. You know, God is not going to tell us anything that his word denies. He's not going to tell us anything that's against was written in his word. That's why we need to study his word. We need to read his word. No, we're not going to understand everything at first, but continue to ask the Lord, well, Lord, what does this mean? You will be surprised at how God will confirm what those words mean. He has so many ways to open up your understanding. You're going to be surprised. And I hope you call me, write me, and give me the praise report. Brother Willie, I tried that, and I couldn't believe how the Lord answered my prayers. I told you God made the ears. This is not only for those that don't have a relationship with God. This is for everybody. You know, so many times after we Christians have traumatic events that happen to us, we fall off. We all broken up. We don't give a crap. We done gone back to cussing, smoking, snorting, sipping and dipping. Because we hurt. And all we want to do is numb ourselves so we can ease some of that pain. But beloved, let me share this with you. God's word is like a balm in Gilead, and there's a physician there. He will heal you. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He's willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. When we go through these traumatic events in our lives, when our spouse walks out on us, when our wives leave us, when our husbands leave us, and our world is crumbling apart, and all we wanted to do was love them and make them proud of us. And now we feel like our world has come to an end. Our spouse cheated on us, and they lied and lied and lied. And one lie led to another lie. And you knew all of it was a lie from the first lie because you had proof. But they didn't know you had proof. And you are crushed. When your parents die, when some of our spouses or children are instantly killed in a head-on collision, and you say, God, I trusted you. You said you would protect them and keep them, and don't you know God is still love? But somebody said God couldn't make a mistake. Who said God made a mistake? You know, after the fall, many, many things befell mankind, like sicknesses, diseases, murders, all kinds of robbery and thievery and deceit, lust, jealousy, envies, all kinds of stuff have befallen mankind. God didn't have nothing to do with that. But yet we put all this stuff on God like it's all his fault. Not even realizing that God is making it right. You say, well, how can God make that right? I've lived most of my life in misery and pain and poverty. I've been lied on. I've been misled. This, that, and the other. I was cheated out of my savings. I've had all kind of things that happened to me. God is still love. Don't you know God is still on the throne? And don't you know God have a plan? And don't you realize that this life is not the only life you're going to live? Don't you know God have plenty of time to make it right? Because you say, I watched my grandfather on that farm day in and day out, and how white folks came and extorted him and took all of his land and his pride and this and that and the other and da 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 da. Don't mean to disrespect white folks, because that wasn't all white folks, okay? That was some of the white folks that did it. You got black folks extorting folks too, okay? Let's just keep it real. Don't you know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof? The cattle on 1,000 hills and the hills, all of it belong to God. The gold and the silver, all of it belongs to God. And don't you know how God understands and knows how you've been defrauded? And don't you know he saved every one of your tears in a bottle? And don't you know it's all coming up again? And don't you know God is going to make it right? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't you know, some of us may even experience the beginning of the millennial kingdom. We don't know. You know where the lion will lay down with the lamb and the leopards with the goats and a little child will lead them? Don't you know God is going to give every man his just reward? No matter what it look like. Because we live in time. God live outside of it. God sees the beginning to the end. He even sees the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
So God knows all about this. And he knows all about your struggles. He knows all about your fears. And this message is designed to comfort you. Comfort ye. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, says your God. For the Lord thy God shall not keep silence, and the earth shall devour before him. And it shall be very tempestuous round about. It shall call to the heaven from his name. Gather my saints. Gather my saints, gather my saints, gather my saints. Gather my saints. Are you going to be in that number when the saints go marching in?
Hallelujah.
People, we're somebody. We're made after the image of God. Now, how can you continue to allow a devil to lie to you? When you hear the truth, if you keep rejecting the truth, it's going to be that much harder for you to be saved. Mm-hmm. You know there's a line you can draw? And there's a line God will draw in the sand. Don't go too far. God don't make mistakes. When burglars or thieves break in your house and murder your mother and your father, say to God, Lord, they were church-going people. They loved you. Went to church every Sunday, loved you, and did everybody right. How could this happen to them? And now you're angry with God. God don't make no mistakes. And just like God seen Stephen being stoned, mm-hmm. He saw who murdered your mother and your father.
Yes, he did.
Every dog have his day. God is still love. When you don't have a dime in your pocket and you're $500,000 in debt or more, even a few thousand, you're owing a few thousand to the wrong people. And you're under tremendous amount of pressure. You're under death threats. If I was you, I'd drop down on my knees. Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And scream and holler to God. Press your way through. A lot of folks trying to get his attention. Cry. Snort, snot, do everything you got to do. Get his attention and get yourself some help. He'll help you. He's merciful. He's gentle. He's long-suffering. He'll help you. And for those of you all, who see your friends' dreams coming true all around you. Everybody's dream coming true. This one is rich, super rich. That one's rich. My God, look at all these people with all this money and this wealth. Look at these houses they're living in. And here you are, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and struggling. You're wondering, what is going on? All these people's dreams being fulfilled. How about your dream? Well, you're going to have opposition. If your dream is anchored in God's dream or God's word, you're going to have opposition. And plenty of it. Don't let that stop you. God is still love. If you stay the course, you'll see your dreams being fulfilled as well. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream. I believe they killed him for his. And his was just deeply rooted in an American dream. But actually, that American dream is rooted in the Word of God, because the Constitution of the United States was derived from the Word of God. America began as a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. That's why America and Israel is so closely related, because both of them took a covenant, an oath, as unto the Lord. That's why you see situations that's looking a little familiar here in America that happened over in Israel. They're looking just a little bit familiar. I believe it was a tower that fell on some people over in the biblical days, and folks were saying, are those people worse than we are for these things to happen to them? And I believe the answer was, you're no better than they are. And I think about the Twin Towers here in America. Were those people bigger sinners than us? No, they weren't. The same thing could happen to us. Hope it don't. But I could stand here right now, covered under the blood, and say, if it does, oh well, I'm with the Lord now. I'm praying for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you say the same thing? When your child is born with physical and mental disabilities, or both, when they have limitations, when they're challenged, God is still love. Don't you know it won't be any sickness and disease in this next life? Don't you know God is going to wipe away all tears from our eyes? It's going to be joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Woo! I think I got it embedded down in my soul, and it came through the Word of God. It came through the Holy Ghost. This joy, my joy is going to be full. I confess it, and I possess it in Jesus' name. And too many of us, we mistake confidence for arrogance. That's because we don't have discernment. If I was that arrogant, I wouldn't have anything to do with none of y'all. When you hope someone close to you, who claim, when you see someone close to you who claim they love God, but yet you see them doing many things just like you're doing. Now, they have a relationship with God. They have the Spirit of God in them. But you don't. And you think, we just alike. But you're not. And it's because their position is not their disposition. You see, some of us were born into situations and our environment shaped us a certain way. And we're in a position. And a position, it could look just like the world. It could sound like the world. There may be a carnal-minded Christian that haven't been instructed properly in the Word of God. Haven't renewed their mind by washing with the water daily. The water being God's Word. So don't think they don't love God and God don't love them. Because they're doing something that seems like nobody said they were better than you. They're just redeemed, washed in the blood, and you're not. What does disposition mean? It means temperament or nature. You see, when you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in your life, you have a sinful nature. Your nature is to sin. We are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But your nature changes once you receive the Holy Spirit. Your constitution, your makeup, your mentality. These are synonyms for disposition. So your position might be one thing, but your disposition can be something totally different. Remember disposition, your temperament, your nature, constitution, your makeup, your mentality. And you can't tell me a person can't change. You're not the same person you was 10 years ago. So this Christian who you're condemning, saying, oh, they this and they that and da-da-da-da-da, because you can't really see them. You can't see a spirit. It's like the wind. It comes and it goes, and it lifts, and it goes whichever way it will, mm-hmm. and it comes from whichever direction it comes from. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't see the spirit in them, mm-mm. and you can't judge them because you didn't make them. Mm-hmm. And nobody's trying to judge you. What we're trying to do is point you to the Lord so you can understand the difference between your position and your disposition. Remember, a live dog is better than a dead lion. Mm. Oh yeah, you're a king. Mm. But are you a dead lion? Mm. Only God can judge them, and only God can judge you. And he will judge you. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, when that time comes, if you're not washed in the blood, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're not going to like that judgment. Not going to like that judgment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're always putting God's church and his people down. Hey, they're running over to that church, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, but they doing this and they doing that. Well, why don't you come to the church and do something different? I challenge you. Show them how it should be done. You have degrees. You're educated. You have means. You have creature comforts. Are you like the rich man who wouldn't give a crumb to Lazarus that fell from off his table? What's your disposition? While you're trying to judge the saints of the Most High God, what's your disposition? Anybody ever heard of the millennial kingdom? That's where Christ will come back after the rapture, that is called, actually being caught up. Not necessarily in the air or clouds either. But it represents a 1,000-year reign when Christ will reign. And he will change the nature of the animals even. They will be at peace with each other. Lions won't even eat lambs. The sons of God will be revealed. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is glorious. It's a lot coming. You going to be a part of it?
Amen.
Or are you going to keep playing the role that the enemy wants you to play? You know, he's playing a few $1 million at you. Because really what he's after is your soul. Because that's the only thing that you have that's worth anything. You know, when the Lord come back for you, the Bible says your silver and your gold, you're going to fling it out in the street. You're going to pray that the mountains fall on you and cover you. You can run, but you can't hide. The underground bunkers that you're trying to build, that's not going to do you any good. God has something called earthquakes, and he knows exactly where you're at. He can see all the way down through the bottom of the sea. Let me address all the kingdoms in the sea. I don't know if you can repent or not. You know, when God covered the earth with a lot of water, those spirits had to go somewhere. Where'd you go? Peter walked on water, but Jesus walked on the sea. Read it for yourself. That means he walked on top of everything that was water and everything that was in the water. He's Lord. So the Son of Man is Lord of all. Are you hearing me, somebody? You can read about the millennial kingdom. Jot this down. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Isaiah 59, verses 20 through 21. Romans 9 and 11. Daniel 7 chapter, verses 11 through 14. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 13 through 15. That last one I'm going to turn to, and I'm going to read it. If it's okay. Amen. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 13 through 15 says, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. How about that? In the millennial kingdom, the Lord knows exactly what to do. And he will do it. Because he's made promises to Israel that Israel hasn't seen yet. And he's made promises to his people here in this world that we haven't seen yet. But how many of us know that God works in dispensations, and time? Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in a dispensation of grace, huh, brother? Dispensation of grace. One day that dispensation is going to be no more. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like the virgins. The seven virgins?
Mm-hmm.
The ten virgins that saw it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to the other virgins who had some oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the virgins told them, look, the door is shut. We only have enough oil for ourselves. Okay, the time for sharing, like Brother Willie is sharing, is over. That time is coming, people. That time is coming. So come, let us worship and bow down. And come, let us kneel before the Lord. Come. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we're the sheep of his pasture and the work of his hands. In his hands of the strength of the earth, and the fields and the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. So let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And amen. You have anything there?
Amen. We thank God on tonight. We thank y'all for calling in tonight to Throwback Thursday. Amen. With Evangelist Willie Davis, we truly hope y'all enjoyed the message on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night and be blessed with the word from the Lord right here on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Y'all have a blessed night. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries.
So important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah. Yeah.